And we're just going to pass it around, I think.
We can pass both around. So, how was Sovereign Engineering for you?
Inspiring, stressful. My HRV for the past 6 weeks is in red. But it's been.
I asked the wrong person.
Yeah.
I should have asked a different question. What was the most exciting demo you saw?
I would say Beacon. Beacon was super exciting. Secondly, no DNS.
All right.
Incredible.
All right.
Yeah.
I think Nasser agrees. Beacon has been trending.
Yes.
All right. I'll ask the next guy. What was the most exciting demo you saw? No repeat answers allowed.
Well, as I'm also part of the Beacon project.
no self-promotion and no repeat answers allowed.
We had
100 demos. 20 times. 20 times 5, 20 times 6 is
really,
more than 100.
Really cool mapping projects, actually, that are still ongoing. And the mock demos were also really cool. So the media over quick.
The mapping project is basically putting OpenStreetMaps away from one centralized server, putting it on Nostr/Blossom, right? Yes, no, maybe. Putting tiles.
Maybe in the future.
Nostrizing tiles.
This is the goal.
Oh.
But we are not there yet. Right. But we will get there.
Tell me more about the quick. What did you find interesting?
I mean, usually when you do something with decentralized networks and you try to do video chat over it, you use WebRTC or something, or SIP in the early days, which all do not work well, and WebRTC is really complex. And media over quick is basically a very simple protocol that worked, at least in the demos, reasonably well.
Oh, it works live. It's deployed on InPub. InPub is quick-based. That's like an inn where you hang out. INN, pub.theirgg.com. People hang out there all the time.
So
there was like eight people yesterday.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, it's exciting.
It seems to be like a good go-to solution if you want to do your own video and audio.
I agree. Let's pass it on.
Hello.
GM. Good morning. What was the most exciting demo for you? Hypernode is not an option.
I really like Pete's, the first demo where we had to like race. I think we were basically like a literal race condition to who could write.
Oh, the
who could write to his like Redis adapter.
The press the button really fast.
Press the button really fast to get caching.
Yeah,
I thought that was just great. It was great showmanship. And
that was great. That was great. I actually got the eCache, by the way. I know there were multiple winners because of how concurrency works, but only one person is able to claim the eCache.
This is what I've always been saying. There is no global, but there's also kind of a global.
there is a universal truth.
Yeah, there is.
Even without there being a global,
we might not be able to determine it.
No, that's fair.
It does exist.
I can. I mean, quantum physics would probably agree with that more or less in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's good. That's good. What else? Give me a second one.
Yeah, I also the media over quick stuff was cool. Let me see what else happened. Noah had this demo where he set up a server that set up another server, like a self-perpetuating server. And there's something very exciting about that. I don't even know what it's called.
All right. We'll ask. What's it called?
Chrysalis.
Chrysalis.
He was trying to do a... like in a self-replicating cache mint.
All right, so it pays for itself.
It pays for itself, it moves all location, right. Then publishes.
Andreas Antonopoulos talked about this 7-8 years ago, things that keep themselves alive with Bitcoin. That's the idea.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. And in theory, it'd be really cool, but it's a lot of work. So
yeah. So that's your answer to who is going to run the mints?
Is nobody.
They're going to run themselves?
Yes.
I like it.
And self, yeah.
So two more weeks until it works, or what's the ETA?
2.5 weeks, yeah.
You got sidetracked.
I just got to get a couple more credits on the
Beacon Cabal.
I've been pulled in, and I have no other choices other than to keep working on Beacon until that's
No, but that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. That's a good excuse. No, but I like it. What did you like most in terms of demos? Or anything that stuck out and impressed you?
I think Paygress is very cool. What else have we not said? Retired in a field, obviously.
Oh,
genius.
Well,
nice to see some funding coming in for.
We're all gonna be retarded in some field somewhere.
There's been a lot. I need to look back through. Like, there has been a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like people adhere to the kind of new thing every week. Pretty well.
Yeah.
So there is like.
Yeah,
I guess it's like 80 different. Probably.
Yeah,
point,
I hope you and the captains did a good job of keeping track of everything and just.
We have it in our gist.
Yeah. All right. It's all written down somewhere. All right. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard no DNS mentioned a couple of times.
No DNS is also very, very cool.
We'll have to pass it on to no DNS. Explain no DNS to me like I'm 5 and drunk. One of which is true.
Websites, and you don't have to ask daddy.
So how does it work?
You get, instead of buying domain names, you'll just claim yours. You have an npub. Your npub.noster is yours. And you decide where it points to.
How do you resolve conflicts if I want to steal your domain name? Well, how is it? How are conflicts and clashes resolved?
Well, npubs are unique enough, so your npub.noster is yours, and you can prove that it's yours. So you will publish where you want it to point, so your DNS records. You publish it and sign it with your NSEC, and therefore only you can do that.
So in some sense, it works in the same way how we resolve Noster profiles, and you can rename yourself to whatever, Jack Dorsey, and you still have to...
Sorry?
Like onion addresses.
You don't have the talking stick hazard.
Yeah,
now you have the talking stick.
No, I'm going to give it back anyway. So the onion domains are public keys anyways, but there's just a centralized registry. This is just onion addresses without a centralized registry.
Pretty onion much, addresses yeah. without a centralized registry. We have multiple registries, and then they fight.
Yes, and anyone that wants to resolve it just goes out to the Noster relays and gets whatever.
So from your point of view, you have to figure out whom to trust, basically. Who says the truth when it's like, I don't know, gg.noster?
Well, that would be on top if you use the short... You're referring to the short names?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you use the short names, and someone over here made a nice demo about it, then it's a social problem, and you need to find out who is the npub, and you're gonna have to fight over it.
And you'll have to figure it out with the existing tools that we have, which is Web of Trust
and Proof of Work.
All right. What do you know much about Tim's implementation or Tim's take on ODNS? How is it different from yours?
I think it's useful, but I think it's different in the sense that it's still. Still depends on the existing stack. It uses existing DNS providers. It uses existing certificate authorities. So in that way,
it relies on the legacy stack still quite a bit. Okay.
It still does, but it does give every npub some control over some endpoints.
And in setting up NoDNS right now, what does it entail? Your version of it?
You would run a DNS resolver locally. Meaning it, you have to run it on your computer, and you configure your whole computer to use that one. And then any websites can resolve anything you curl on your device will work. And because you run it locally, it can also resolve certificates. So self-signed certificates by that npub will resolve and can be added to your trusted store. So it means you can get HTTPS websites with zero authority involved.
All right, I see. And I think that's also what triggered Justin into writing his own browser, because the issue we have right now is that you have to get the browsers to trust these self-signed certificates and all the things.
Yeah.
And if we would only have our own browser that, you know, has different trust assumptions, everything would be easier.
Yeah, exactly. The most browsers like to babysit their users quite a bit. Chrome doesn't work, at least Brave doesn't work. They have their own certificate authorities. Firefox is a little iffy. Safari, surprisingly, does trust the system certificate store, but that's because both are Apple.
All right, awesome. I think we can move on to dolphin sounds and some questions on kangaroos.
Yes.
Thanks. Can you make those dolphin sounds again, but go really loud into the microphone? That's pretty good. That was pretty good. What demo excited you the most, except your own?
This is not my own demo.
Which has been trending on Primal for like at least 48 hours.
I mean, I thought you were talking about the Craig David
demo. I don't know. Like, I like the no DNS stuff. I like a lot of the Context VM stuff. Like the Blow VM one was pretty good.
All right.
I mean, that's really practical, so I like that. But yeah, the in pub. I feel like Paul just like heavily leaned on my shoulder, so like maybe that's what I'm supposed to say. But in pub was cool.
Yeah.
Like I could see myself actually using that and just.
Oh, I've been using it. I had an official meeting in pub already, and 8 random people joined my instance. So it's getting there. There's still many bugs. People keep clipping out of rooms, and like mobile users are completely fucked because they can't move, and the lobby doesn't have sound. No one gets that. So, but we're gonna fix all that.
Are they bugs or are they just like nature's opportunity?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. No, it's all features. It's all features. All right, I'm gonna steal this again from you. You mentioned context.
Yeah, sure. Say a joke.
Tell us a joke. You'll have to tell it into the microphone. Okay, you do the microphone. You do the joke.
Okay, you ready?
Knock, knock.
Yeah. Who's there?
Interrupting chicken.
Interrupting chicken who?
You'll have to do it.
Okay. Interrupting chicken who? You're a bit late.
Yeah, I was a bit late.
All right. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interrupting chicken. All right, last 2 minutes.
Hello.
Explain Context VM to me like I'm 5 and drunk.
I'm drunk already, so that's gonna be easy. So,
I mean, we're on a pirate boat. if you're not drunk on a pirate boat, you're doing something wrong. Ah. So.
So Context VM is like you have a computer that can connect to to anything.
Your localhost, make localhost great again.
Yeah, exactly. It's 127 is the only IP address.
The only IP address we're going to need. 127.0.0.1.
That's it.
That's the dream.
It banishes the lines between what is local and what is online.
So you request some, you know, MCP tool. Someone somewhere will respond, potentially your own computer.
I mean, I think that this is something more complex that someone with 5 years old can understand.
Ah, that's true. Let's say I'm not 5 years old. Let's say I'm only drunk. Now try again. Explain it.
Okay, that's easier. Then we have a piece of software that is NCP. That is a protocol. It can be used to kind of structure the requests and responses between client and servers. Context VM is just basically that, but using Noster as a transport. So there is nothing else. It's very simple.
Using Noster as a transport layer for MCP.
Yes. Everyone thinks that NCP is used for LLMs, but it's for it's just a protocol.
For anything.
This is boring. Cool.
You have another joke?
He didn't have a first joke.
All right, that was fantastic. All right, we're gonna order another round of beers, and we're gonna see. I think we're gonna leave it at that for now, and I'll take you for a walk to talk Context VM.
Makes sense.
Maybe tomorrow morning with a hangover or something.
Nice.
But and yeah, I'll need some more input on NoDNS as well. But that was good. Let's leave it at that. All right, big hug.
We're always ending on a hug.
Here's the joke. All right.
Last joke.
You just do this.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe?
Yeah, Europe.
Europe? Europe who?
I'm not a fan!
That's it.
All right. Perfect. Australian humor.
This guy normally rides a kangaroo.